You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. SUNY ESF and Clarkson University have partnered to co-lead a new Center of Excellence to research and solve threats to the state's water resources. COE co-directors Chris Nomura of ESF and Robin Hannigan of Clarkson say both institutions have complementary skill sets to address problems in depth, from invasive species to harmful algal blooms to pesticides and pharmaceutical drugs.
Although ESF also has technologies to bring to bear on contaminants and waterways, ESF is bringing its renowned experience and expertise in monitoring, natural solutions, and watershed ecosystem management to sort of fill out the overall picture.
In the case of Clarkson, we're able to bring our world-class technological and engineering expertise and our foundational science programs to bear on not only addressing the problems in detecting contaminants and emerging threats, but also in remediating them.
But Nomura says their work will go beyond detecting and remediating contaminants.
If you're going to go to remediate a problem, you want to see what those environmental impacts are after you make that remediation attempt. And so by having this full life cycle centered around these problems, we think we can really bring meaningful solutions to this.
Leaders say the new Center of Excellence in Healthy Water Solutions will bring together the largest consortium of water scientists in the state. Clarkson President Tony Collins says today's environmental challenges scream out for collaboration, which also includes residents.
We are user-inspired. We want to go across the state and ask and seek out what are the issues of concern in your localities, in your regions. We're here to help. That, I think, is a bit of a different model to the Centers of Excellence in the past.
Collins says they're requesting $43 million from the state for the new center. State Senator and ESF alumnus Rachel May says she's excited about the potential of the new collaboration.
I'm sure there will be policy implications to a lot of the research that the faculty will be doing at Clarkson and ESF as a result of this project. And so I look forward to sitting down with the researchers and really learning about these issues so that we can turn it into good policy at the state level.
Among the contaminants the new COE will be researching is PFAS, an emerging chemical seeping into drinking water supplies in New York and several other states. May says the Senate's Environmental Conservation Committee is considering legislation on the chemical. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.